here at the National Agricultural Aviation Association Convention, our keynote speaker at our welcome breakfast, Howie Franklin. First of all, Howie, just tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, first of all, I'm from southeastern Long Island, and I was joined the United States Air Force because the Air Force is the only armed forces of the United States of America that the enlisted man's not the primary resource to get shot. I ended up at Andrews Air Force Base because I was in the right place at the right time and could do what they wanted me to do. In 1976, I got hired as a flight attendant on Air Force One and spent 18 years. And it was a wonderful political science course, and I had many, many and fantastic experiences. One of them that is very special to me, you know this story in America, be careful what door you slam because you may have to walk back through it. Well, early in the Reagan administration, President Sadat in Egypt was assassinated, and he sent a delegation that worked with President Sadat on the backup airplane. Backup airplane's not necessarily set up to have this type of delegation. We had Secretary Haig was the Secretary of State now riding in the stateroom. Okay, Caspar Weinberger and Secretary of Defense was in the conference room, and in the staff area was Richard Nixon, was Henry Kissinger, President Ford, Mrs. Carter, and President Carter. Now, they're riding in the staff area, and Henry Kissinger, of course, riding back there. Henry grabbed me and he said, Howie, you finally got me. You got me in Sturridge. Because of the setup of the airplane, and that's the way it was. So anyway, sooner or later, we're going across the pond. People have to use their own things happen, and you have to go to the bathroom sooner or later. Well, in the front of the airplane, President Carter, I just worked for this gentleman as my commander-in-chief for 4 years. He comes to the front of the airplane from his staff area and says to me, Howie, yes, sir, can I use the crew bathroom? Now, that was a moment in history. I mean, I went from my commander-in-chief and him now asking me to use the crew bathroom. Of course, sir. So he goes and uses the crew bathroom. And a few minutes later, here comes President Ford. Well, I realize immediately the reason is they, from their area, their bathroom is located in the aft of the airplane. They have to walk past Helen Thomas and the press, and they don't want to do that. That's why they're coming up front. And at the same time, Al Haig is in a stateroom, and he used to work for all these gentlemen. In one capacity or the other, he's got his stateroom, and he's got his own bathroom. President Ford comes up, and we're chatting with President Ford, a very friendly chat. President Carter's still in the bathroom. Here comes Henry Kissinger. So now I got Henry Kissinger standing on line. Now, Henry Kissinger doesn't ask. He walks up, looks, and he sees it's occupied, comes back. And then he says, remember, he used to rule by fear and intimidation. So we're talking and chit-chatting with him because the radio operator was sitting there, used to flew with him on his shuttle diplomacy flights. And he says, you know, the discipline in the military is slipping. And I said, why is that, sir? He said, because all you guys used to be scared to death of me, you know, so we're not afraid of him anymore. Anyway, he says, turns to me and he says, Howie, who the hell's in the bathroom? I said, it's President Carter, sir. He said, yank his ass out of there. I said, no, sir. I said, besides that, he went in there with a book. The next thing you know, here comes Richard Nixon. Do I have a moment of history? We're talking about Al Haig riding in the stateroom in his own bathroom, President Carter in the crew bathroom, President Ford online for the crew bathroom, Henry Kissinger online for the crew, and here comes Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon walked up, surveyed the situation, turned to a former steward of his when he was president, John Palmer, said, John, when it's my turn, call me. So don't ever slam a door. And I thought that was a piece of history right there.
A real quick question. You spoke here to a group of agricultural aviators. What do you think about this group?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I'm one of these people that believe that aviation is a new technology, and we're expanding. I mean, it's going to expand the next 20 years. If you think it's needed now, it's going to be even more needed in the future, not only here but worldwide. Guess what China's doing? Building GA airports like crazy, every chance they can, because they can build them for 10 cents on a dollar, and the communists over there help them instead of us here. And they're going to need them someday. So aviation, I think, to be surrounded by these guys and flying those great-looking airplanes, I love the looks of them, and what they do, they're real true pilots, and they love it. There's a passion for it, so you're around people with passion. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Howie Franklin, speaker here at the NAAA convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.